section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Motherfuckers, welcome to another episode of the White Trash Revival. This is episode 92, and I am your host, Donnie fucking Cash. You know, just what really sucks is, let's say I didn't want to do a show live, I wanted to pre-record some shit. And I like to do my podcast when I've been drinking. I catch a buzz. But the thing is, when I catch a buzz, I forget to save my shit. So I gotta redo a show. Which sucks because, you know, the show before it might have been better. I'm not saying this is what happened this week, but it might have. But fuck it. I guess worse things could happen, right? Right? Right or wrong? Okay. Now, I lost my train of thought here. Let me see here. What the fuck was I getting ready to talk about? Fuck it. Who knows? Well, I think next week we're going to do a St. Paddy's Day show. So, stay tuned for that. And I started off the show tonight with Felix Thursday and the Cheatin' Hearts with My Last Breath or My Last Dime. A great fucking band. But I've got some bad news here. The band will no longer be. And I'm not really certain why, but this note here was on Felix Thursday's Facebook page. Allow me to read. And it's kind of long, so bear with me, folks. And I'm not the greatest of readers, so just sit back and listen. The Cheatin' Hearts is officially no more. I'm done with it. Well, what I'm really done with is what I mentioned in a sleep-deprived state yesterday. All of my songs come from my personal life and experiences. I literally relive them every night when I play them. I don't mind sharing my life with anyone willing to listen or my friends. I mind when people think it's appropriate to fuck with my personal life when they didn't get what they wanted from me. Two tours ago, I nearly lost a place to live because a spiteful, jealous person calculatedly decided to fuck with my personal life. That person has decided to continue to twist the truth about me. Brought to my attention on this tour, I'm not a perfect person, but I refuse to suffer the condemnation of fools for the sake of not making waves. I don't need peer approval, popularity, or anything that much. If this were an isolated incident or one person polluting a music scene I have been part of for 6 years, it wouldn't faze me. But it's just another non-musician sacrificing nothing, being a bandwagon boarding fuck. For some reason, this music might just be a party or a social club. Why, I'm thankful for a lot of the people I've met, some whom I hope to continue to be lifelong friends. For me, it is about the music. I am absolutely positive this particular fucking idiot cares considerably less about the music than having a crowd to be a diva in. Trigger man. Similar case with a dumb shit promoter in town I live in who uses music as a path to social status, and a previous booking agent I've worked with. And the list goes on. I've worked hard for the little amount I achieve with this band. I don't mind the hard work, the poverty, even lifestyle, which is a choice, luckily, for me rather than a necessity. I realize what I'm saying and doing will set me back, maybe even prevent me from playing music again. If that is indeed the case, then I am disbanding the Cheatin' Hearts for exactly the right reasons. I'm dropping out of this scene and starting over. Time to bury the Cheatin' Hearts name. I'll be starting a new band immediately with my fiance, Sherry Lynn March. We'll play where we want and when we want, and I won't be around anyone I don't like. I won't brush anything aside. I won't bite my fucking lip anymore. We will always support the music we love and the people we love. Sorry for the rant, but after 6 years of this band, I feel entitled to it. I'm recording a bunch of songs I wrote for the Cheatin' Hearts with just an acoustic guitar. It'll probably be free if you're interested. Then, Sherry and I will get started on some new material. Now only half the songs will be about whiskey. I don't want to name names or any of the other bullshit. So if you don't know, don't ask, please. Oh, Death to False Country. So there you go. The Cheating Hearts, it looks like, are no longer a band, which is sad because they fucking kicked ass in Felix Thursday. I'm looking forward to listening to your new shit, brother. Get at me, dog. All right. With all that, let's get into the first set, motherfuckers.
Well, how cake. My bones are rising. Wife sat down a big black snake. My bones are rising. Snip got up, boys, too late. My bones are rising. I know the show and me. I know the system. I know the home. My bones are rising. Ask my girl to ride with me. My bones. Till three, my bones are rising. Let me be same as used to be. My bones are rising. I don't know it. Need a new system. I don't know. My bones are tell you what to do.
My bones are rising.
Eat and shit it on mud and stew.
My bones are rising.
Walk right up, kick the devil's hand.
My bones are rising.
Drive on into the promised land.
My bones are rising. I know it, know it. Indeed, I know it's the system. I know it, know it. My bones are rising.
Thank you. just one kind of favor I ask of you. There's just one kind of favor I ask of you. There's just one kind of favor that I ask of you. Won't you see that my grave is complete? It's a long, long lane that's got no end. It's a long, long lane that's got no end. It's a long, long lane that's got no end. It's the baddest wind that's ever been. This is why horses in a line. This is why horses in a line. This is why horses in a line. Stop beating, my hands are cold. My heart stop beating, my hands are cold. My heart stop beating and my hands are cold. It was all over a long time ago. Dig my grave with a silver spade. Dig my grave with a silver spade. Church bells toll. Have you ever heard the church bells toll? Have you ever heard the church bells toll? When you know a poor boy had to go.
All right, niggas. We started off this first set of the evening with Carolina Steel, and the song was called
really good.
My Bone's Gonna Rise Again. Well, as long as my bone rises, then life is good. Even though I don't get to use it that much, since the old lady doesn't tend to pass out that pussy. But, you know, there's ways around that. You know, my hand and the fleshlight. I followed that with Wild Rooster with Ghost of Robert E. Lee. And ended it with The Slow Poisoner with See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. He's a one-man band out of the San Francisco area, I do believe. Check him out. Andrew Goldfarb is his name. All right, well, I listened to the January episode of It Burns When I Pee, and they had a big stink on there about some dude that got arrested for fucking a horse. He got sentenced to prison. And, you know, the lady on the horse was all pissed off. He's raping my horse. But honestly, the bitch should have been happy, because have you ever seen the size of a horse dick? Oh my God, it's the size of a fucking yardstick. At least this guy with an average size cock of 6 inches ain't doing damage to her little fucking horse. And who cares? No one should get in trouble for fucking horses. You know how many cows I have fucked in my life? Sorry, ladies.
We'll be right back.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You're always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied. I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Oh, you're looking good.
On this set, we started off with Slick Skillet Serenaders with Ragged But Right. I followed that with Eddie Spaghetti of the Super Suckers with Always On My Mind, and ended it with the Defibrillators with Wondering Eye, which is something I have. Due to the fact that my wife won't fuck me. Now you probably say, Donnie fucking Cash, you must not know how to fuck. But let me tell you this, I can give you names and all kinds of fucking phone numbers on bitches that will say, yes, Donnie Cash can fuck. Something's wrong with his wife. All right, beginning of the show, I said next week's episode will be the St. Paddy's Day episode. Well, I was fucking wrong. Next week's episode will be the Country Heroes episode. I repeat, motherfuckers, the Country Heroes episode. So stay tuned for that. All right? I'm going to get another set. Okay?
You're never gonna let us out of here with whiskey, bullets, and beer. That's all that you're really gonna need. 'Cause that's the way we get it on down here. You start off with a cooler full of tall boys. That cold beer tastes damn good when it's hot. Now it's time to brandish some firearms. It's always fun till someone gets shot. They're never gonna let us out of here with whiskey, bullets, and beer. That's all that you're really gonna need. 'Cause that's the way we get it on down here. Once you got a damn good buzz going, ain't shot up everything there is inside. Now it's time to break out good old Brown. 'Cause we're gonna get fucked up tonight. Never gonna let us out of here with whiskey, bullets, and beer. That's all that you're really gonna need. 'Cause that's the way we get it on down here. That shit will make a man out of you. Once that bottle is empty, it's time to break out the double hue. They're never gonna let us out of here with whiskey, bullets, and beer. That's all that you're really gonna need. 'Cause that's the way we get it on down here. That's all that you're really gonna need. 'Cause that's the way we get it on down here.
I ain't going back to work. Going shy. heart's lonesome,
his heart's blue. What's a guy like me supposed to do? Well, I could walk the floor feeling so, go get myself a brew. One part's lonesome,
two parts blue. Well, I had me a woman, she was a pretty little thing, and I was gonna ask her to marry me, and I had myself the ring. But how was I to know that she'd been untrue? One part lonesome, two parts blue. Oh, mix it up, drink it down, turn your whole world around, till you can't tell the ceiling from the floor.
This old wicked world of sin
that I've been living in will shake me up till I can't take no more.
One part's lonesome,
two parts blue. What's a fool like me supposed to do? I could shake my fists, or go get pissed, or find me someone new. One part lonesome,
two part blue. One part's lonesome,
two parts blue. What's a guy like me gonna do? I could walk the floor feeling sore, or go get myself a brew. One part lonesome,
two parts blue. What is love?
What do I know? For this I ain't got nothing to show. Just an empty bottle of booze and a ring that I can't use. One part lonesome,
two parts blue. Mix it up,
drink it down,
turn your whole world around,
till you can't tell the ceiling from the floor.
This old wicked world of sin
that I've been living in will mix me up
till I can't take no more. One part's lonesome,
two parts blue. What's a fool like me supposed to do? I could shake my fist, or go get pissed, or find me someone new. One part lonesome,
two part blue. Yeah, one part lonesome, two part blue.
Well, all right. On this set right here,
I started it off with a band that I found on the MySpace days. I can't find them anywhere else. They're not on Facebook. If you folks know how to get a hold of them, send them my way. You know, send them at thewhitetrashrevival@yahoo.com. But the band was Live Well with Whiskey, Bullets, and Beer. Now, what goes better than that? Except for maybe two things, money and pussy, okay? I followed that with Rattlesnake Deer with my friend Dirt and ended it with Red Eye Junction with Two Parts Blue. All right, here's the last set. ¶¶
right. And on this last set, I started it with the After Darks with a great fucking song. One of my favorite songs of all time. King of the Sinners. That is something I truly am. I enjoy sinning. If you're not a sinner, motherfucker, you're not a winner. I followed that with the Possum Hollow Boys with Heartache 101 and ended it with Tex Glitter and Gay Cowboys on Acid. Only thing better than Gay Cowboys on Acid is a gay cowboy on my Peter. Oh, I didn't mean to say that out loud. I was just thinking that. I just watched Brokeback Mountain last night, and I don't find nothing more attractive than two cowboys trying to stay warm on the side of a mountain. You know, a guy's going to do what he's got to do to stay warm, because when I get cold, motherfucker, anything goes. All right, well, that's going to be my show for the evening. Stay tuned for Joshy P and Outlaw Radio Chicago. Joshy, I love you, brother, and thank you for letting me come to this site and doing my show. I'm going to end it tonight with Old Crow Medicine Show with the greatest hustler of all. Tune in next week, folks, for the Country Heroes episode. See you later.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.